I'm your host, Hope Flaws. I'm here to inspire you to show up as yourself for yourself. This is a lifestyle podcast where I'm inviting you to embrace your wild moments. Welcome to I'll Keep You Wild. Hello, you sweet, beautiful souls. I want to take this moment right here to say thank you for being here. It means the most. If you guys haven't already, please make sure you're following the podcast. This is what allows me to come back week after week, giving you guys value. Jumping right into this, I have a question for you guys. Do you feel like you're ready for more? Or do you feel like you're made for more and there's something holding you back? If so, I'm going to give you three examples on how to shift this feeling so you can welcome that more into your life. And number one would be to create this space for more to come into your life. And that means removing things that are not serving you in your environment, whether that be people, places, or things, so you can create this space for more to enter. A lot of the time, the reason why we feel like we're ready for more, but we're not receiving that is because we actually do not have this space for more to come in because we're cluttered with things that are attached to our old identity or to things that no longer serve us. So if you're ready for more, where in your life can you make room for that to enter? Take an audit of your belongings and understand and really take this time to recognize if what you are holding on to is actually serving you and where you want to be and where you're wanting to go. So where in your life can you make room for more to exist? And what can you give up in order to get that more that you're looking for? I wanted to talk about this one first because I truly think it is so magical how quickly something will enter your life the moment you have room and space for it to exist. And even as exciting as this is for me to share with you guys, I understand that there is a struggle involved with doing this. And there is going to be resistance that you face when you're giving up pieces of your old identity, of course. It's so not familiar to us, and our nervous system actually might even be heightened in this moment when we are choosing to let go of something that has helped us in the past, that has served a purpose. It can be terrifying to do, but I am encouraging you to do this because I am so excited for you to have the room to welcome in that more that you're looking for. Number two is going to be a lot harder to attain than number one and just going through an inventory of your belongings and seeing how they serve you. Number two is your mindset, you guys, and mindset is everything. You are going to have to interrupt yourself here probably 100 to 200 times a day to work on your mindset when you're going for more and when you feel like you're ready for more, because your mindset is going to be your biggest block in what gets you to where it is that you want to be. I've worked on my mindset a lot. It is a daily thing, and I am still every day interrupting myself with my negative thought patterns and introducing a better thought. So when you're working on your mindset, when something comes up, I need you to interrupt yourself, and you're going to get pissed off with yourself. You're going to get annoyed because when you start to focus on this, you are going to see how much your negative thoughts actually come up. You are going to be tested with your negative thoughts over and over and over, pretty much on a daily basis because of what you've been conditioned to believe in your past. For me, I know a lot of people can probably relate to this. My relationship with money was kind of like a anxious relationship. So you know how there's attachment styles in relationships? Attachment styles are true with money as well. And I kind of had an anxious attachment to money for a very long time. And I know a lot of people relate to it. That's why I'm using this as an example. So if I'm sitting there saying like, I'm ready for more money, for example, then I can't have an anxious attachment to it because then I'm going to be operating from an anxious place. And that isn't going to serve more money and entering my life. So in order to change my mindset, which I did, I had to replace my anxiety with security in money. And if I am somebody who is secure with money, what does that person look like? What does that person do? How does that person operate? And what beliefs does that person that's secure with money have? I will tell you this, somebody who's secure with money isn't sitting there thinking that there isn't enough to go around, isn't sitting there thinking that they don't get a piece of the pie, isn't sitting there thinking someone else making money is taking away from them making money. So interrupting your negative thoughts and replacing them with better thoughts is going to take some work, and this is going to take some time. It's not going to show up in your life as easily as number one's example that I gave to you will, but it is going to be so worth it, because if you can get to a place of security and if you can create those new neural pathways, that means that you are ready for more, because you are choosing to change your belief system, and that requires a tremendous amount of work, a tremendous amount of time. I still daily have to interrupt my thoughts, but that is what you have to be willing to do. And like I said before, you are going to get annoyed with yourself, because you're going to be like, why am I having this 1,000th thought to the day that is not serving me? Like, I can't believe I'm still thinking this way. You have to keep telling yourself the better thought in order to receive more, in order to get to where it is that you're going. And then once you see results and you see proof of those beliefs actually changing how you're showing up, you are going to have more belief in yourself. And that is such a powerful tool to have. Belief in yourself is the number one thing that everybody should have when they're ready for more. It does come down to that belief in yourself, because if you don't have belief in yourself, it's going to be really, really extremely hard to convince the people and the things and the environment around you that you are ready for more. Like, there's a quote that says, if you don't believe in yourself, how can you expect anyone else to? Like, you have to do that first. And number three that I have for you today is to take a fucking step in the direction of where it is that you want to go. And this is quite fucking terrifying, because it means that you have to let go of your comfort zone. And everybody loves their comfort zone. Nobody wants to be uncomfortable, because it is terrifying, it is scary, and it is frightening, because you don't know that the step you're taking is going to be the right step. You don't know that until you take it, and you'll figure it out, I can guarantee that. But making that step into the unknown, into uncharted territory that you've never been in, can be really fucking terrifying. It's probably the scariest thing. Taking a leap is a scary thing to do when you don't know what to expect on the other side, because you've never done it before. So how would you know what you're going to come across when you take that step? And this is why I explained mindset first before explaining to take a step, because you are going to have to take your mindset with you, and you are going to have to challenge your mindset when you are stepping into unfamiliar territory. Your mindset is going to try to keep you safe, and that is kind of its job. So you have to really own in on replacing your negative thoughts with a better thought. And a little takeaway I can give to you is, when you're taking a step, I would like you to say to yourself, I am going to be okay. I will always figure it out. And what if this is going to be better than I could ever imagine? So to sum it up here, number one was create the space that you need to have more in your life. Number two was create the mindset that you can believe that you are ready for more. And number three is take the step in the direction of more, because you are ready and you got this. You will figure it out. You are always going to be okay. And what if taking that step was better than you could ever imagine? I'm going to wrap it up there. I hope you guys have the best day ever. Please let me know your thoughts. Share this with your friends and family if you think that they would find this valuable. That is what truly helps the show grow. It goes so far and means the absolute world to me. If you like the show, please consider supporting the show below. There are a couple ways to do so below, and I do have an Expedia affiliate link, which means if you book a vacation, I make a small commission from that. So if you're going on vacation anyways, it's kind of like a free thing to do, free way to support the podcast. So I hope you guys have the best day. I will be back next week with a brand new episode.